listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jeff Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raven Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of Game Rage Wrestling. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
And today we're going to talk about, I said this earlier, I'm going to say it. We're going to talk about AEW on Max, and it truly is all elderly wrestling. Like, the, I give them a little credit, but like, It's ridiculous. But anyways, we'll talk about it. But before we get there, if you want to follow us on social media, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on YouTube and Instagram. You can also follow him on Substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial. And go check out the All Gas No Trash podcast, which is conveniently located everywhere you can listen to podcasts. Anyways. All right. All elderly wrestling. I do think that this is like them trying to be like, oh no, we were on streaming first technically. Cause like, oh, we did it the week before you guys did. We're on Max. We did it. We simulcasted. We're on Max. Cool. I do not have, I will say the show was actually pretty good. I watched it because I don't fucking pay for cable, so I don't get to watch like AEW proper. Like I have to watch like, you know, if I want to see what goes on, I have to like see highlights or whatever, or find bootleg YouTube streams of the match, or the events. But I don't usually watch Dynamite because it's like, it's not even worth trying to fucking bootleg it. But I will say I watched the whole thing of this one, and with the exception of the women's match, was there two women's matches? Fuck, I don't remember. But with the exception of the women's match, it was actually pretty good. It was slightly entertaining. And I don't like Edge, man. I don't like him.
What prompted this? Is it just exclusively what he's doing on AEW, or
no?
Is it just his entire career?
Fuck no. I will say this. I enjoyed Edge and Christian. I even enjoyed his little singles run that he had, particularly when he was battling Matt Hardy. All right. The rest of the rated R. I mean, listen, rated RKO. That was cool. I feel like Edge does better when he's doing something either like an infidelity storyline that's actually real, or he's like tagged up with somebody. Right. That's when he does the best.
I don't think he was ever that. He seemed like a nice guy playing a villain. I don't know if it's because he's Canadian.
Yeah, that's why it is. I feel the
same
way.
He just never came across as threatening.
No.
But he just got thrust into that role of being heel. And perhaps it was because John Cena was around. So like,
yeah,
well, we don't have to do with you. So we're just going to have you be heel. We're going to be you be rated R superstar fucking Edge or whatever. And I don't know. That's how I've always personally... I don't want to discount what he did as a tag team champion or whatever.
Yeah, no.
But as a singles competitor, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't really down for most of the singles shit in WWE. Tag team wise, though, man, I love everything he's fucking done in terms of the tag team wrestling.
And you think you know me?
Yeah. I mean, listen, that entrance is just cool, man. Like that is fucking cool. But it's because it harkens back to the time when it was like Edge and Christian, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it harkens back to that period. It was Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can't do that. It was shortly after the time period that they were separated or whatever. And he went on a little, when he was like a mid card guy, I could tolerate that. It was cool. Like he was good. Intercontinental champion Edge. Like that was cool. But other than that, I wasn't really the biggest fan. And now that he's old, and listen, this is not to, no, you know what? Fuck it. It is. I'm going to be ageist, all right? Because fuck old people, okay? Especially in a sport that requires you to be shirtless and actually be able to, like, perform.
Wait, hold up. This is also the simultaneously the sport or sports entertainment where for some reason, I can't explain why, when most people age, they tend to get weaker, but by comparison,
in wrestling, they get stronger.
They get stronger, you know, like
which makes
Hulk,
no sense.
Hulk in his second or third stint in WWE as champion, when he returned as being face after the NWO, seemingly became stronger. I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, I don't know either how that works. But in wrestling, that's apparently what it is. But I do feel like the way that this is going, that AEW is just trying to like play like catch up, but also be like, we kind of did it first with the streaming thing, right?
I think it's impossible though, because they're so far, WWE is so far ahead that it's fucking, it's the major leagues versus high double A or some shit.
Yeah, basically. I don't even know what's that. It might be even like little league versus the major leagues. But the one thing, man, it just, this is the gimmick of AEW. And it's kind of like one of those things where you don't really have a choice. You just got to go with it. And it's the no sells. It's the no selling of finishing moves. The WWE does it too, but I feel like it's really prominent in AEW. And I was, now that they've put shit on Max, like they've put some of the old, like they put the 2019 pay-per-views on Max. And supposedly it's going to kind of be probably, once they eventually get it fully up, it'll be like the WWE Network where they have basically everything on Max, or like Peacock, right? Everything will just be on there that they've done. So even watching some of those old ones that, I mean, I had seen some of them, but man, people used to really fucking be excited for AEW. And now it kind of seems like, oh man, like they're having a hard time filling the seats, at least in some instances, it looks like. Even like at the Dynamite that they did on Max, it did look like, I mean, it looked like they were trying to avoid certain shots. Like you could just tell, like, oh, one part of the arena was not, it was empty. They moved everybody over to make it, you know, give it the appearance of being full.
I wonder if it's because it lost its luster where, I don't remember exactly when AEW started, but
it was in like 2019.
It was 2019?
2018, 2019, yeah.
Maybe it was just because people were looking for something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fresh out of the box 6 years ago or 5, 7 years ago. Right. Wait, is that the math?
Yeah, six or seven years ago.
That now that it's been around long enough, and now that things have gone off the rails in some cases, that perhaps the allure is not what it once was. I mean, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's ever going to go under, because I think Tony Khan probably has more money than any person should, but it affords him the opportunity to keep the shit going, even if the thing's not profitable to begin with.
Yeah. So I will say they did book this one pretty good. The opening match was the Hangman Adam Page versus Orange Cassidy. And I like the Hangman Adam Page. I feel like he kind of got a raw deal in being the world champ. I mean, he jobbed to Chris Jericho for the first ever, instead of giving, and this is where AEW kind of like set the bar at the beginning. It was the first ever title match to determine who the first AEW champion would be, was Chris Jericho versus Hangman Page, and Hangman Page jobbed to fucking Chris Jericho.
Yeah, but how else would you imagine it going for
Personally, I felt like, hey, if this is a new thing, let's do something different that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, but look what happened. It was, yeah,
sure. It was fucking great.
I don't want to say it happened exactly like WCW, but from the start, it was evident that AEW was going to be a company that was sort of going to be run by wrestlers themselves. Yeah. So how is it any surprise sure. that Chris Jericho put the strap on himself? Because he opted to go to fucking AEW.
Yeah.
I think nearly since the beginning.
Oh yeah, no, he was in it since the beginning.
Yeah.
It was funny because that was his whole first gimmick was saying everybody needed to thank him for being in AEW, which was a great fucking heel gimmick because it's like, I'm the only reason anybody's looking here. And so it was a great gimmick.
And that might have been true 6 years ago.
Yeah, true.
But now it's like, man, Chris Jericho has really outstayed his welcome, and I don't think he knows when to retire.
Yeah, I think he needs to go away for a while. I don't know when the last time he was even involved in like a major storyline, but he wasn't on this episode of fucking AEW Dynamite. But anyways, that match was pretty good. Orange Cassidy. I mean, listen, a lot of people hate him because I think that fucking little that lazy gimmick. I think that's fucking hilarious. It does only go so far, and he's kind of like stepped away from that where he's now actually like fighting. And so yeah, it was cool. That was a good match. The coolest fucking thing they have right now, I feel like, is the Hurt Syndicate, man. MVP, Bobby Lashley.
Shelton Benjamin.
And the man, the myth, and the legend himself, Shelton Benjamin.
Dude, he's too fucking good, man. I love Shelton Benjamin to no end. I feel like he got... And I don't know how you would have fixed his problem within WWE. Maybe you put a fucking manager on him since he can't talk.
Yeah.
But... I don't think he's somebody that needs to talk. I think the wrestling mostly does the work for him. But if you have somebody like Paul Heyman doing that shit or whatever, then that'd be fucking great. But I mean, it looks like things are turning around for him. He's getting a second wind on AEW of all fucking places.
Yeah, no, that is true. What's funny is with Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. I shit you not. They look damn near exactly the same as they did fucking 20 years ago when they yeah. were like, I shit you not. And what's funny is, and they're okay. You know, they're both 40 fucking 8 years old. All right. MVP's slightly older. He's 51. He looks like a straight train wreck. All right. So like he did not maintain. I don't think he did not maintain his shit. But them two, man, Shelton Benjamin. I mean, Jesus Christ. Honestly, I'll say he looks even fucking more shredded than he did maybe even back then. So and his in-ring performance, they're both of theirs was stellar. Excellent. And yeah, they fought these two dickheads, the Acclaimed, which their gimmick used to be good. Last time I checked, and now nobody gives a shit about them, apparently. Probably because Billy Gunn is not with them or whatever.
The rapping shit?
Yeah, the rapping shit, and it's like, it's AIDS now, man. That gimmick with them, too, is AIDS. And you can see that they're starting to have this rift or whatever, and I think they're going to break them up, which is going to be bad for both of those dudes. I think both of those guys are going to be the Jannetty because they can't, neither of them can fucking wrestle. Like, that's the fucking problem, is they're both kind of shitty wrestlers. And they were getting by with the gimmick of like the rapping and then like the scissoring and all that shit. People love that shit. The wrestling was not that great, in my opinion, at least. So I think both of those guys are fucking out on the outs. If they separate them, they're fucking going to just be gone. But they jobbed the old Hurt Syndicate, fucking got the dub, which was great. Cause I was like, yeah, good, excellent work, gentlemen. I was like, man, I'm going to tune in to watch Dynamite just to see these dudes, man. Like, anyways, and again, they are elderly. It's all elderly wrestling. Like, they're old. 40, late 40s is old.
Gen X wrestling.
Basically, fuck, man. Then we had the women's match, which was Julia Hart and Jamie Hayter. That match was fucking terrible. That might be one of the worst matches I think I've ever seen. It was just bad. I did not... It was super gimmicky. They fucking had the mist fucking bullshit spray in the eyes, and the wrestling was terrible. That was not a good match to put on your first like streaming, you know, because you're opened up to a new audience now. It's people that have the Max subscription, and they had Mercedes Moné come out and do like some fucking. I don't know, man. It was like some weird rich person CEO celebration. And I literally, as this was happening, I'm like, you should really reconsider this CEO gimmick in light of what has currently been going on and how much people don't fucking like CEOs. And I'm not saying to reconsider to not do it. I'm saying to reconsider it to do it better. Because if you want to be a fucking heel, that's the whole thing. I think she's like kind of a face, but people are like, I don't know about this. If they turned her full heel and let her like really rip into it and just be like, yes, I am the rich CEO and I am the best person ever. And you little peons. And if they did that, that would be gold. But this shit that she's doing right now is garbage. It's terrible. And I have to say, I like Mercedes Moné. I think she can do well, but man, she fucking sucks ass at this shit that's going on. She didn't even wrestle. She just fucking had this stupid fucking celebration. It was so fucking stupid. I hated it. And then we had a three-way. The next one was Jay White versus Swerve Strickland versus Roderick Strong, which I will say, I like the three of these guys. They can wrestle. Jay White picks up the win, and now, what was it? They're going to, I don't know, they're going to do some fucking casino match to see who's going to be the next challenger to Jon Moxley or whatever. It's like some kind of gauntlet where they, like, I don't know, they fight, and then another person comes out, whoever wins that one, and they just do this, like, gauntlet thing. Whoever the last man standing is gets the title shot, I guess. So that was, like, for an entry into the gauntlet, so...
Have you seen the shit with Ricochet getting dunked on by... He's getting ratioed on Twitter?
Oh, I've heard about it. I've seen people talk about it, but like, what did he actually, like, what actually happened?
I don't know. People were, because I don't know why, but he started picking fights with people on Twitter, and then there's just been people responding and just fucking owning him. And I'm like, oh man, if somebody made the comment, it's like, man, you had 6 days. He's like, I know you work at everything. You only work one day. You only work one day a week on AEW Dynamite. So you had 6 days to come up with a promo or whatever to respond to me. This is the best that you could fucking do. And everybody's like, and everybody's just like laughing at him and shit. And then also there was like the toilet paper thing where everybody fucking threw toilet paper at him in the fucking ring and shit. I'm like, man, funny. Talk about Ricochet's stock just
plummeting.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, then we had, in a continuation of all elderly wrestling, Jeff Jarrett comes out and decides to say that he's the last outlaw, is going for one more ride, and he signed one more deal with AEW, and this year, he's going for gold. I'll tell you what, man. AEW has a lot of belts, all right? Okay. The AEW World Championship being like the most important one. And then maybe like the number two to that would probably be like the Ring of Honor World Championship, I feel like. I think you can get away with letting Jeff Jarrett be the Ring of Honor World Champion. I don't think that it makes any fucking sense to let him be the AEW World Champion.
I think you're being too generous. I think the best he could do is being fucking TNT champion.
I don't even know. What's the women's one? The TBA. He can be the TBS champion.
Yeah, the TNT champion is where.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I am probably being a little generous, but my point being is that him coming out and saying that he's setting his sights on AEW World Championship gold, if this is his last go, they're going to let him do it. Like, and that's what sucks, is because... Who's gonna fucking job to who? Your career is ruined if you job to Jeff Jarrett in a world title match. I'm sorry.
It's also charity.
Yeah, it's charity
to be champion.
Yeah, and Jeff Jarrett's in his 60s, man. Like, I don't.
It's the old man strength, dude.
I guess. Like, I don't know. Then we had, in terms of matches, we had Powerhouse Hobbs. I'm not a fan of Powerhouse Hobbs. He beat up these two assholes, and it was like a 2-on-1 handicap match, and he whooped their ass. MJF had this video package of him, like, you know, celebrating about he beat Adam Cole at the last pay-per-view or whatever. And he basically said that now he is going to get the AEW championship in 2025. So, like, oh, now everybody's throwing their fucking ring, hat in the ring to fucking be world champion in 2025.
See, at least they make it believable that there's 20 different people, even if that's not the case.
Yeah.
Vying for the championship on AEW, as opposed to WWE only having a handful of dudes that are compete, like for the IC title.
Yeah.
It's only like three or four people, if that. And at least you're under the illusion for the AEW championship that there's at least a dozen, if not more, trying to get their claim to the main event title.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. But okay, so then we had what's now, which I think this is terrible. I don't know why we're doing this.
Here we go.
Furthermore, all elderly wrestling. Okay, what is being referred to as rated FTR, which is FTR and fucking Edge, which I will say this, or Adam Copeland. He is no longer just being known as his new name is now Cope. It's just Cope. And I thought it'd be funny if, because Christian, I think, is still like signed with them or whatever, does stuff. It would be great if he changed his name to Seethe and then they fucking made a tag team and they were Seethe and Cope, or Cope and Seethe. Like, that'd be hilarious. And then Pepe was their fucking mascot or some shit. That'd be awesome. Like, that's never gonna happen. But
AEW Copium, dude.
Yeah, Copium. Like, yeah, yeah.
People can't handle fucking just AEW in general. So
yeah,
the only thing that would subside this bullshit is to hope, or is to huff copium, dude. Adam Copeland.
Adam Copeland, yeah. The literal copium. And they beat the Death Riders, which was John Moxley, fucking Castanoli, whatever, fucking Cesaro.
Cannoli.
Yeah, Cannoli. Cannoli Cesaro. That's his name. Claudio. What a fucking stupid ass name that is, man.
Is he even fucking Italian?
Because Castagnoli.
They had him as a Swiss.
Yeah.
Swiss person in fucking
in WWE. Yeah, when he was fucking Cesaro, he was Swiss. Anyways. And fucking the most useless wrestler ever, Wheeler Yuta. I hate that guy, man. He's terrible.
Yeah, ever since the inception of the Blackpool Combat Club, I just don't know where his value is, unless it's like your typical bully gang where there's always that one asshole that's just kind of like the hype man. He doesn't really do anything, but he's just in there for some reason.
Yeah, he's the guy that always, the point of him is to be like, either one when the combat, or what is it, the stable has all the belts, he's either like a weird mid-card champion or like one half of the tag team champions. That's like his role,
or the scapegoat to get his ass beat so that the other three can look strong. So yeah, they're not the people that end up looking worse,
right? Well, that's exactly what happened. Wheeler Yuta took the finish and did the job, because, well, Cesaro ain't gonna do it, and John Moxley's the AEW World Champion, so he can't do it. So, so sorry. That's why you're here.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would love to be. Even though I criticize Yuta Wheeler, I think being somebody that takes the fucking hits and basically does nothing on a weekly basis, I'll fucking do it for
shit,
500 G's.
I'd do it for whatever the hell he's getting paid. I mean, shit. I agree. I would do it.
Wheeler Yuta. I don't know why I said that back.
Yuta Wheeler. Because he's Japanese and they do that sometimes, so it's weird. Now you don't know what his real name is. It could be something different. Anyways. I don't. I'm going to continue watching AEW on Max just to fucking watch it. Because I don't know how this fucking Raw on Netflix is going to go.
I already feel that the writing's on the wall, that I'm already going to be turned off, because I came to discover that the ring itself is going to be loaded with ads all over it. And I'm like, man, this looks like a fucking AAA or fucking CML, CMLL ring. Yeah, and I hate to say it, man, but it's such a minute detail that becomes problematic in a big way. It's like a picture. Imagine a picture, right? And you have dozens and dozens of people in the background, and you're taking a picture with four people in the foreground, that it becomes so distracting that everything else in the back, you don't really know where you're supposed to look. And I don't know if it's just because of the angle of the ring or the camera, rather, that when you look at the ring itself and you see the fucking ads and then you see the wrestlers and then they're in motion, that The one constant is the fucking ads. Like, so it kind of like takes away from the wrestling.
Yeah.
Or at least it, in my head, it does. It takes away from the wrestling that it becomes fucking distracting. So I don't know. I think it's a bad sign.
Yeah, me too. But I will say this. A buddy of mine sent me this, what is rumored to be the new WWE Championship. And it's... Oh, fuck. It's basically...
How many goddamn belts are they going to fucking have?
Supposedly, this is going to be the new one. And it is New Japan. I was like, I literally texted him. I was like, oh, so what? We're New Japan now? Because it's got all the names of the past champions in little plates, just like the goddamn New Japan belt. And listen, I know Cody Rhodes was over there for a hot minute, but I don't think we need to insert that idea over here. I don't even think, I think that because of the belt of like in New Japan and the history of it, and that they've been doing it forever, that's why that's cool. But like just starting it now, all of a sudden, it's not cool. Most of the people that watch wrestling fucking don't even know who any of these fucking names on the thing are. Like, most of them now weren't even alive when a lot of this shit happened and haven't even seen it. So it's almost fucking pointless. And it's very funny, though, how Triple H's name is at the top of the fucking the order. It's
self-insertion.
It's Triple H and then Hogan.
How could I make this about me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ric Flair is at the bottom. Yeah. It's funny. But anyways, I don't know. Is
Chris Benoit there?
Oh, dude, that'd be a shame if they left him out. I will say that it's not confirmed that that's for sure. Like, I don't know this. I don't know where he got this screenshot. I've seen nothing else to confirm this. But if that's true, I will say this: it's better than the current design. I hate that giant WWE logo.
It's fucking lazy.
It is. I think this is a lot better. Even though it pisses me off, it's still better than the current thing that exists.
Man, how many fucking belt changes have there been in the last 2 or 3 years? Because they had the Universal title and then they have the WWE title. Mm-hmm. They did away with both of them to make way for the 1,000-day champion title, which now became the undisputed WWE championship title. And then now we're going to have this. And then plus Kevin Owens was running around with the fake
Winged Eagle belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I hope Kevin Owens keeps doing that. I hope he fucking tells them to fuck off, and I hope he just keeps doing it.
And imagine that we get a new fucking belt for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Another new belt. That just recently got a new belt. Jeez, that'd be hilarious, too.
Yeah.
You know they're probably going to have to, because you can't do one without the other, because then Fox is going to go, hey, man, how come SmackDown doesn't get a new belt, man? Because you know that's where he's going.
Who's
going
to end up on the B-show? Wait, that's obvious, because everybody else is... Cody Rhodes is going to Raw. Most definitely. So is Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
So that means Gunther becomes...
SmackDown champion.
Yeah.
And then, they did, as we didn't talk about it yet, but they burned Tiffany Stratton's fucking Money in the Bank on SmackDown, which I felt was fucking a complete waste of it. But, I mean, whatever. I guess, yeah. Like you had said, you got to keep...
They got to keep them both interesting. They got to keep both brands interesting, if I mean, shit. I think where are they on USA?
I think they're on Fox, aren't they?
No,
they're on USA then.
I don't know what happens. I think they're going to be on USA for a while since they left Fox. But in order to keep that brand interesting, I mean, you got to do shit like that. Got to give the fucking the cable network its free bones or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to work to keep SmackDown interesting, because if all the top dogs are going to be on Raw, I mean, who's going to play face to fucking Gunther? Who's going to get traded, or who's going to end up going through the transfer portal to make this make who's going to make this worthwhile for SmackDown?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all a shame. But anyways, I guess that's all I had to talk about. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're going to watch the Raw that's coming on tonight, technically, because it's just about to be midnight. And we'll let you know. We'll let you know how it goes. So anyways, if you want to listen to more, you go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Game Rage Mag, Twitter. Game Rage Mag. Follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram and YouTube. And Substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial. That's it for us. We'll catch you guys on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing podcast.
powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.